a receiver is someone that is appointed by a judge who has essentially custodial responsibility over the property that is involved. So the receiver could make decisions as to expenses and to revenues. Every receiver is going to have an appointment, and that appointment is going to detail exactly what they are allowed to and not allowed to do.
So in terms of individuals who would be qualified for this job, who is Judge Albert Johnson going to be looking for as a potential receiver for the Jefferson County sewer system?
Well, it's going to take someone with some expertise in running a sewer system or some sort of financial expertise. I'm honestly not aware of any shortlist names that are out there, but it is going to take someone who understands setting sewer rates and the expenses involved in running a sewer system.
So who does the receiver answer to? Does the receiver answer to the judge, or does he answer to the bondholders?
Well, the receiver is going to be governed by the document that the judge is going to draw up that details rights and responsibilities. But the receiver is basically there to make sure that the assets are being handled properly so that the bondholders can receive their repayment as they were promised.
Ability to raise rates, that's something that the county commissioners have talked about. They're not necessarily happy about giving the receiver that ability. But if this receiver does have the power to raise rates and the county commission doesn't like that, do they have any sort of recourse?
Well, sewer rates, utility rates in general, have to be reasonable. So what is reasonable? Well, if they are unreasonable, then they have the right to seek remedy from the court system again. So, and it's going to depend on how it's set up. If perhaps you could have a situation where the receiver would, with input from the county commission, have some sort of ability. But what's going to be the critical document is when the judge actually sets out the receivership. If maybe you could limit it in scope to be reasonable rates and define more clearly what that is. But at this point, that's really an unknown.
I imagine, though, that the receiver is not going to be in charge of the sewer system in perpetuity. So is there a set term for receivers for them to do their thing?
Yes. And what we hope to see is, you know, right now, the bonds that are in question, these sewer bonds, are in an accelerated repayment, which the net revenues of the sewer system cannot cover. So we're going to need to see some way of structuring this debt so that the bondholders are satisfied that they are getting the maximum cash flow that they can under the terms of an efficient operation, and that we have restructured it going forward so that it is something that these revenues could even cover in the first place.
Does putting the sewer system in a receivership, does it really do much to change the day-to-day operations of an entity like this?
Potentially, because where you see it most of the time is in a corporate bankruptcy, a corporate receivership, where they could restructure operation. With a sewer system, though, there's only so much restructuring that could happen. You could try to shave some expenses. You could try to raise rates in order to raise revenue, but you cannot sell off the assets of the sewer system in order to raise money.
Well, one of the things that some people are talking about is the receiver might have the ability to force people who aren't on the county sewer system to join up with it.
Yes, and I've read that, and what the argument that's being made for having the receiver in the first place is that it is in the bond indenture, and the bond indenture, of course, is the contract between the borrower and the lender, and it is in the bond indenture that in the event of default, a receiver with rate-setting authority may be put in place. What is not in the bond indenture is that we can ask the other residents of Jefferson County to pay if they do not receive sewer services.
So with some of these unresolved questions, is there a chance that this will move along further in the courts?
Yes, it's going to have to. The details of the receivership, that's going to have to be hammered out over the coming weeks, and what kind of other remedies may be put in place. But at the end of the day, what the contract says is that the bondholders are entitled to the net revenues of the sewer system.